What's going on, Black is Online family? This is Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. Today, I'm excited because there was an overwhelming response to theater etiquette. And so I've decided to come up with theater etiquette part deux, part two, part dos. And I'm so happy that I have with me Casey and Chris Lehman. Holla, how you doing? Mic check. I wanted them to hear because their commentary and they're the perfect peanut gallery for when I'm trying to be a comedian and they laugh at my jokes. And so theater etiquette part two, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you, I said, don't be mad at me if I offend you. Just know that I've probably hit a very true spot in your life. Here we go. And this isn't just top five things about theater etiquette. So we didn't do 10, but these are top five strong things. Here we go. Number five. If you wait till the day of the show you want to see to buy your tickets and it's sold out, don't blame anyone but yourself. Can you imagine you done procrastinated and you get up and you get to the box office and all of a sudden you mad at them and you trying to like you ain't got no more tickets or if they got a ticket left, it's in the left balcony obstructed view and you mad like, you want me to pay $45 to sit there? Yes, we want you to pay. It's always been on sale for about 3 months. Why are you mad that you on the left back balcony obstructed view? Do you want to see the show or not? Can I get an amen? I'm just saying. Am I lying?
An obstructive view seat.
And you still paying $45, but that's how it goes because you're late. And they're still going to make money off of that ticket. Like, yeah. That's a seat. It may be obstructive view, but that's why it's not $95. It's $45.
Right. You procrastinated.
Yeah. Hello.
If you want to wait till that day, take the chance. You're not going to have, like, the best seat there. It's the day of.
But why do people really think they're going to get the best seat?
If the best seat was available and you went that day, why the fuck you want to go to that show? That obviously tells you nobody want to go to the show. You like the best seat and it's still available?
No, but you know, actually, sometimes there are, what happens is there is, seats are released. I worked in a box office, so that's possible. It's not impossible. But what I'm saying is if you get there and there is like, and you want to see a concert or see the play and there's only one or two seats left and they're terrible seats, either you want to see it or not. And then going to get mad talking about, can I get a refund for parking? Hey, you took that risk. But I know where I work, they'll give you a refund, so don't feel too bad. So anyway, next one, number four. If someone tells you, wait a minute, if I tell you I work in the theater and the first thing out of your mouth is, oh, have you hooked up with Tyler Perry Studios? I don't even know how to respond to that. First of all, number one, I work in the theater, not in the film industry or television industry. If one more person comes up to me talking about, oh, you work in the theater, so do you, like, and assumes that I'm an actor or assumes that I am I'm a director because I say I'm a producer, I'm like, get it together.
please
know the difference. I work in the theater. That means people are on stage in front of you living and breathing. Mm. And then, two, hell no, I don't want to work for Tyler Perry. Have you seen the Boondocks episode? That's all I'm going to say. And then, lastly, I would say, like, I have a degree from one of the finest theater training institutions in the country. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need to learn anything from Tyler Perry. Sorry. God bless you. I learned some marketing from you. Really good at it. But as far as the craft of what I do, nobody is like, let me just keep that to myself. Any commentary?
That line just exposes their lack of knowledge when it comes to the theater. If you automatically go there,
right?
And like that's,
and you know, and let me just clarify. I love everybody. I'm just being funny. Like, there have been people who come up to me and they genuinely did not know, and they were really genuinely trying to help. But I'm also genuinely trying to educate and inform. Like, people, you got to open up your minds. Tyler Perry didn't just jump on the scene and now black theater's on the scene. You're talking about theater that's been done by Mary Baraka, August Wilson, Lorraine Hansberry, Pearl Cleage, Langston Hughes. I've had some chocolate wine prior to this, and I will say I am not held responsible for my slippage and my verbiage. But you've had people who come years before this man, and you've had brilliant markers. You've had Woody King Jr., who is like a grandfather of black theater. So I just, it's a little frustrating that people don't know their history and that we're just so detached to a point that we think that this man, and that's all we know, and that's what's sad because...
Well, and too with Tyler Perry, when you think about live performance, because he does have his place with the stage.
But he does.
But even his type of play is not the same as the type of theater in which you work. There, that is its own sort of genre of live performance, the sort of church plays and serial plays. I guess they call it like serial plays.
It's a total, and they call it the Chitlin' Circuit, and it is its own. And so it's just frustrating because for me, it's not...
That's not your focus.
Not only is it not my focus, but honestly, I work in the industry that gives out the highest awards and pays people the most money for the craft.
Yeah.
And he's just not recognized. I mean, when he was on the Tony Awards, he said something about, like, in the very theater that we're sitting in for these awards, I sold out 3 shows of, you know, Madea Goes to Wherever. And you're like, these people would never come see your show, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the people who watch your show are not even watching the Tony Awards right now. That's the general comment, but I'm probably willing to bet that 98 or 99.9% of the people who go to his shows are not people who would go, who are necessarily seeing
the Tony Awards
or a lot of Broadway, unless there's Color Purple.
Yeah, it's a different demographic entirely. So, but you know what? It makes the theater that you work in so unique and like it's its own. It's not the subculture. It's the foundation for everything else. But because people seem to be so much more aware sometimes in our community of the Chitlin' Circuit plays, it makes your industry seem like a subculture because people are just that tuned out. And it has a lot to do with marketing and programming and I guess what's coming out as well. But no, it's really more marketing because you've told us about so many different theatrical productions that we can take advantage of here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I know in other large cities, they have theater companies that are working constantly and have a variety of cultural events to take advantage of. Our people just don't know.
It is a different art. And all you know is you know Tyler Perry more so because you know he does film. And outside of that, you know Broadway.
Yes.
Like, but not like...
But you don't even know what that means.
No, but I mean, but listen.
That's your way of explaining that type of acting.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you. Number three. Speaking of marketing, don't be upset when the majority white theater only invites you to the black shows. When you only buy tickets when August Wilson's on stage, Tyler Perry, or Color Purple is playing. It was funny. I had some people, you know, mentioning like, oh, you know, why are there not more people of color, blah, 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 blah. And honestly, okay, then that means you have to be a theater goer.
Yeah.
Like, all right, where were you at Clybourne Park? Where were you at Waiting for Godot? Where are you when we're doing November at, you know, at the Mark Taper Forum? Or where we're doing Raising the Sun is on stage, but then where are you when we do, I don't know, the Cripple of Inishmount, which was this Irish play that was a great play, too. So it's, I just want, and I guess that this is funny because I think that this particular... obviously this is more specific to people of color, certainly black people, but I just, I think it's important for us to be, theater goers and experience all people's experiences. Right. I think we only go cause you're like that. I'm on stage, but I'm like, okay, but open your mind. We live in a world and we work with all kinds of people. I'm sure everybody doesn't work with only black people and maybe I'm sure a lot of families are not only all black. So like open up your mind and go and see other, human experiences.
Yeah, like how many black people went to go see Batman recently? That's not a black film experience.
And I'm sure a gang of black people have contributed to that.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions, multi-hundreds of millions of dollars total. So it's like, I just say that only because often, obviously, I work in the field and obviously you see a huge influx of black folks at the theater when it's something that is like the black show.
Right.
But, you know, prove to them that you like theater. And maybe you don't. Maybe you do want to only go see the black show. So let me not make that assumption. Number two, please, please hear me out when I say this. When you have arrived at the theater late, in the sweet name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, please make sure you've done the following prior to entering the theater. One, you need to unwrap your candy because everybody's watching the show and deep in it, so they want to hear your interruption. Two, you need to have read the synopsis or wait till intermission to talk about the show. We don't want to hear you asking, well, what just happened? Anybody, can you catch me up? What did I miss? Well, you missed 30 minutes of the show because you came here at 8:35. That's what you missed. Well, you think I'm going to give you 30 minutes of a plot of a play? You know intermission's coming, another 25, 40. Shoot. What did I miss? Because, I mean, you interrupt the people next to you who are in it already. They already in suspending disbelief. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
What just happened?
No, no. Get it together. Or make sure you use the bathroom. And more importantly, please have silenced your cell phone. Like, don't come up in the theater late and
your phone's ringing.
And your phone is ringing. And you're like, really? Like, you couldn't think, like, now you're interrupting the my experience that I paid for my tickets to get here on time. And speaking of cell phones, the number one thing, this should have made the first list. No cell phones or usage in the theater. Y'all, I swear to you, this happened to me. I went to go see Mary Poppins. Like, I hadn't seen it, and I was like, oh, you're supposed to see everything that comes through our doors. Because you want to talk about it, you want to be able to talk it up to people, and you want to, I just want to be well and be informed, and I'm able to do my job better. So I went to go see Mary Poppins, and I'm not even going to name names or cultural affiliations, but I'm sit down in my seat, and this woman and her daughter are there, and this woman, I kid you not, begins to have full-on texting conversations, email with somebody. And didn't even have the courtesy to lower the brightness of her phone. It was just bleep. And I'm saying, at first I'm like, okay, maybe she's telling somebody, we just got here, everything's safe. I don't know. And it was a lot of kids in the audience. So maybe sometimes, as a parent, you got to check on the other kids. I don't know what the circumstance was. But when she kept texting for 30 minutes of the show, I finally leaned over to her. I said, are you going to be on that for any more time? I mean, is this going to really, because you're distracting me. Oh, I'm sorry. And kept texting. Off the chain, right?
Yeah.
So I say that to say that people often think because you go to the theater that it's like going to a concert. No, no, Negro, Negress, no. It's not. When you go to the theater, it's an experience that you're supposed to be having with the people on stage and you. And they are affected by your energy that's focused on. It really is affected. Like, yeah. You're laughing, your sniffles from something that made you cry, your serious, attentive listening.
Right.
All affects the live performance happening on stage. There's no music to cover that up. Even in musicals, they feel that too. And so it's just funny because I think people bring their concert, church, just. They bring a totally different mindset to the theater, and you're like, no, this is the experience where you actually need to shut that all down and focus.
Yeah. It's a very unique experience.
It is very unique, and honestly, it's an experience that if we're not careful, we're gonna lose it because the theater and the arts in general are completely underfunded, and this is not about theater etiquette, but I have to say this, please. Please, please, please support your local arts institutions. Please donate to them. They're nonprofit arts organizations, which means that they are heavily dependent on patrons and people who donate to the company. Anything that they make in profit goes back into the company. No, there are no shareholders. That's what nonprofit is. They don't make a profit to distribute money to people. So people work their butts off on a daily basis. So I'm shouting out all of my friends, family, and colleagues who work in the arts diligently to really enrich people's lives, their souls. Continue the work that you do, but I ask those who don't work in the industry to continue to support it by not only purchasing a ticket, but by giving of your philanthropic side, please enact it. But anyway, I'm sorry. That was a little rant, but I had to say that.
No, that's a good one. Because I remember going to see Alvin Ailey a couple of years ago, and there was a woman in there with an iPad. Mm. And I was like, I need you to know that iPad, one, is not a cell phone. That screen is big and bright. Like, pump brakes.
That screen is big and bright.
And I'm like, yeah, we're in the balcony because we're not balling. We're not sitting in the front. But just because you're in the balcony, just because we're in the balcony with you doesn't mean we're not taking this experience seriously. Like, please close your iPad.
And believe me, if we could afford to, we would be in the orchestra not sitting next to your ratchet self.
Yeah, people don't... I'm surprised people don't get it. I would say for people who don't go to theater or never had that experience, think of it as somewhat of the elements of church and like going to see a comedy. Mm-hmm. You go into church because you're attentively listening to the pastor.
Right.
And when you're talking or on the cell phone, think that, you know, the pastor can see you. You know, it has some of them elements. It's very quiet.
Yes.
Some actors do not have mics. Right. And it's part of listening. And
exactly.
If you feel like you don't know how to shut up, then
you should probably just not come to the theater. I'm just kidding. No, because I think call and response is important. Just know when the show is. Yeah. Just like church, you know when call and response is appropriate. So I'm sorry. I know this is a little bit long episode this week, but you know, I think it was important to go over. So let's recap. Number 5, make sure you buy your tickets on time. Don't wait till the last minute. Number 4, if you meet somebody that works in the theater. Let's not start off with only Tyler Perry as the reference. But if that's your only reference, fine, do you.
Listen and get an education.
Amen. I gotta get an amen. Don't be upset when you only get marketing. Make sure you, marketing for the black show, make sure you attend a show that doesn't have to do with the black experience, because you know what? You could learn something. When you've arrived in theater late, just make sure you just respect those around you, because, you know, they too want to enjoy the show just like you. And we know that sometimes there are extenuating circumstances that cause us to be late. So not hating on, you know, lateness as, but, you know, don't make it a practice. But sometimes we do come late and you just try and respect those around you. But more importantly, don't bring your cell phone and your iPad and your presentation and your text conversation into the theater. Amen. Not the theater, the theater. We learned that from the last etiquette talk. We're now saying theater, not theater.
Theater.
Are you going to the theater? I love it. But thank you very much, Layman crew, for joining me this week. And as always, make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle of equal rights. You'll make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. Thanks for tuning in. Please continue to support Black Is Online. Peace.
Peace.
Later. I won't quit till I'm a star on Broadway.